Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval. And check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement. Yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversation with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Researchers are constantly working on new vaccine delivery methods for COVID and are hoping that nasal vaccines could be better at preventing transmission and infection. Several candidates are in the works and are in early clinical trials, but the hope is that it could work better by taking hold in mucous membranes where the virus enters the body. Karen Weintraub, health reporter at USA Today, joins us for how your next booster could be taken up the nose. Thanks for joining us, Karen.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to talk about what the next generation of vaccines may be. A lot of people, a lot of researchers and scientists are looking to nasal vaccines. So it wouldn't be the traditional shot that you get in your arm. This would be something delivered through your nose. And they're hoping that this kind of different delivery system could help at preventing transmission and infection a little bit better than the shots. There's a lot of interesting things, especially the way that they're developing these things. That some of them are using eggs with bird viruses to kind of let the vaccines develop. You know, so there's a lot of hope behind this. There are a lot of these things are in very early stages right now, some very early clinical trials. But Karen, tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so basically the idea is the virus gets in through your nose, it gets stuck to the mucus in your nose and your throat and enters your cells that way. And so if you could put a barrier at that point, that maybe we could stop not only severe disease, which the current vaccines do, but also any infection. So that's the general idea of a nasal vaccine, to stop it where it enters the body. As you mentioned, they're trying all sorts of different delivery methods. They may all be the same. One may be better than the other. It's too soon to tell. The chicken egg approach is actually what we use for flu vaccines. They are traditionally developed within chicken eggs every year. It's part of the reason there's often a mismatch between the flu virus that's circulating that year and the vaccine, because it takes a long time to produce enough eggs to produce enough vaccines. So they have to be made about 6 months ahead of time. They have to guess what strain is going to be circulating in 6 months. It's a little different, hopefully, with COVID. The variants don't change as much as they do with the flu. So hopefully it would be a closer match.
Now, tell me a little bit more about the delivery method, only because you hear something going up your nose, you might think it's like a spray or something, but that's not really what this is. It's literally like them putting drops through your nose. And
yeah, they drip it in general. Yeah, you take your head back and they drip it. Yep.
Yeah, you spoke to one guy and you know, he had to do that, right? They'll drip it in your nose. And he said it felt like you could feel it going down your throat. Didn't hurt or anything. It just felt kind of weird.
Yeah, he said it was kind of gross. But, you know, it's 2 seconds of grossness for hopefully protection. And some of them might be a spray, and they're even talking about like a mouth. There's been talk about a mouthwash and or an oral version. Same ideas, all being tested, but we're still probably a good year out from seeing any of them in common usage.
Now, one of the interesting things about this is obviously we've already had the mRNA vaccines here in the United States. When they're looking at the development of these things, they're really looking at it as more of a booster shot. We're kind of so far in the game already. This is really going to be what the next phase of it could be. And as you mentioned, hopefully to provide more protection right in the nose, as these are kind of respiratory diseases. That's really where the big aim is, as a booster.
Right. It's twofold. In countries that haven't had any vaccine at all, some of these might be good first-line vaccines. But for those of us who already have two or three or more shots in our arms, this might help protect us from getting infected at all. At least that's the hope.
And so how many of these do we have right now that are currently in development?
There are actually dozens. When I did a search of clinicaltrials.gov, which is the government's repository of these things, there were more than 90 hits I got on the search terms. So I don't know exactly how many are really viable and in clinical trials, but there are many, many being developed.
And, you know, you said that obviously there's some that are exploring different types of delivery methods and whatnot. There is one, it's called the Codagenix vaccine. So this one's interesting because this one, you know, there was a lot of concerns throughout the pandemic when the vaccines were coming out that it was using the coronavirus, the live virus in the vaccine. That wasn't true for the mRNA ones. But with this one, this does have the virus in it. But scientists are actually hopeful that because you're using the entire virus, it could provide better protection. How does that work out?
So theoretically, what we're getting from the mRNA vaccines and some of the others is just the spike protein. It's a protein that's on the surface of the coronavirus. If you've seen a picture of the virus and it has this little like crown of stuff on the outside, that's the spike protein. So that's what we're getting from the vaccines we've had to date. A live virus would be the whole virus. It's live attenuated. It means it's been stretched, essentially. It's been altered so that it's not dangerous anymore, but it does include the whole virus. And so our body would learn to react to the whole virus and might develop kind of a broader spectrum of response rather than just to that single S protein, the spike protein.
As we mentioned, these are all very early stages. Do we have any numbers on efficacy, how well they're working so far?
We don't. What we have are safe. They appear to be very safe, which is great, but they're still in such early trials that there haven't been any head-to-heads against existing vaccines or even against the virus. So we don't really know their effectiveness yet. That's what the next 6 months to a year will tell us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an interesting notion, right? There's a lot of people that are averse to getting shots because of the needles.
Exactly.
You know, so that's one concern here. And, you know, going through the nose, not so invasive, really. I mean, everybody's gotten a nose swab by now. So could be an interesting approach for this as we move on to the next phases of the pandemic.
And as the gentleman who you mentioned before, who I quoted, who's in the trial, he hadn't gotten a vaccine, not at all because he's anti-vax, but just because he felt like he was 33 years old, he's healthy, he's unlikely to get sick from COVID. But what he didn't want was to pass it to his parents or to somebody else. So for him, he wasn't that interested in an mRNA vaccine, but he might be interested in a vaccine that prevented him from passing this virus on. So that's another potential use for this.
Karen Weintraub, health reporter at USA Today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.